The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
We made it to the end of the week, Rolien Marks.
Can you believe it?
Hectic, strange, bizarre week from a news perspective. Let's start with some better news perhaps today. Following the PTSD protest by that soldier, Israel taking action.
Israel is taking action, and it was announced just a couple of hours ago that the finance ministry together with the defense ministry have agreed to be financing inter-special programs to help soldiers suffering with PTSD. I think very often, you know, when they come back from defending us in the most extraordinary and horrendous situations, we take it for granted that they will come back into society and acclimate, and for many this isn't the case. And Benny Gantz, our defense minister, saying that he has signed off on many, many missions, hundreds of missions throughout his career as the Ramatkala and as commanders and as a defense minister. He said, but none as important as signing off on a program to help our soldiers deal with PTSD.
Yeah, very important. It's a pity that it took that action to get the results. But the results are there, and that is unqualifiedly good. Very sad story, Rolien. Yehuda Guetta, 19, dies.
Before I get to Yehuda Guetta, we've had in the last 20 or so minutes breaking news coming in from Israeli fire services, and it does relate to Yehuda Guetta because we're talking about terrorism. This time, arson terror, that at least 6 fires have been set off in southern Israel as a result of arson balloons that have been sent over the border from Gaza into Israel, which set fire to thousands of dunam of land. And just while we're talking about arson and fire, before we get to Yehuda Guetta, there was a tweet out on social media, on Twitter, from both Linda Sarsour and Rashida Tlaib, this is a congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, blaming Israel for setting fire to Palestinian land. I just want to clarify, this was not Israel or Israeli settlers as they accused them of. These were Palestinians. We have irrefutable proof. They have been caught on camera. So if you do see that story circulating in the media and on social media, it was definitely not Israel. We do have the irrefutable proof, and it has burnt a lot of land in and around Beirut.
Another serious development. We had hoped that that whole arson thing had stopped. Clearly not. Let's revisit the issue then of the 19-year-old who very unfortunately died.
Well, we've seen an uptick in terror attacks on Israel, which we you and I spoke about it the other day. We spoke about a drive-by shooting at Tapuach Junction where 3 yeshiva students were shot and injured, one of them critical. Well, that student was Yehuda Guetta, just 19 years old. He has died of his wounds in hospital. His funeral was earlier today. And underway to catch the perpetrator. He has been caught, and it is believed that he is a U.S. citizen. He's a 40-something-year-old Palestinian. He is a U.S. citizen. He has been caught earlier this week. They tried to put our army off the track of him by burning the car that was used. But he has been caught, and the Shin Bet has confirmed it.
All right. Again, not great. But what is very good news is Fauci saying that Israel is close to herd immunity.
Yes. So Dr. Fauci, we're all familiar with Dr. Fauci, the U.S. expert on corona, or the voice of corona, however you want to look at it. You know I hate that other word with a C, Simon.
Yep, I do.
But Dr. Fauci says that Israel is close to herd immunity. I know that there are many saying Israel has herd immunity. We don't officially have herd immunity yet, but we are pretty close. But what he has said is he has said that he uses Israel as the example of what we should be doing, when it comes to combating the COVID pandemic, rolling out vaccines and opening up after lockdown. So high praise from Dr. Fauci indeed. But also, quite interestingly enough, is that the European Union have recommended their countries open up their borders to Israeli tourists. I don't know if this is a promise or a threat to either side, Simon, because you know what happens when you open up to us Israelis. We come in our droves to spend lots of money in your stores. Primark has never been quite the same. I have on good authority. But yeah, and Israel opening our borders to 14 countries where there are high levels of vaccination, and hopefully by the 23rd of May, we will start welcoming a tourist group, not individuals yet, but tourist groups from countries like New Zealand and Australia, the US, the UK, Ireland, Malta, France, Germany, and various others, where there are high levels of vaccinated people.
Okay, and then let's move on to our final story this afternoon, where Foreign Minister Ashkenazi hosting Muslim diplomats and staff for Ifrat.
For Iftar. Was that a typo on my account?
But I should have picked that up. I really should have. Iftar, yes. Correction noted. Says he embarrassed. Yes.
I really shouldn't do these things without a decent amount of coffee at least. This again is an unprecedented event. We haven't had a situation, Simon, where our foreign minister sitting down and hosting diplomats now stationed in this country from countries like United Arab Emirates and Morocco for Iftar. This is the meal that ends every fasta. We are still in the 40-day Muslim festival of Ramadan. I think it's something that's quite special to see. And you said, you know, the past people treated our neighbors in the Middle East is based on mutual recognition. It's something really, really special. And President Ruben Rivlin, he also hosted an iftar dinner at Beit HaNasi, that's the president's residence, earlier this month. So it's really, really lovely to see, you know, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, is that people look at Israel as just this country that has conflict with our Palestinian neighbors. And we know we do, but we also have extraordinary diversity in this country and a lot more tolerance and a lot more accounts of commonality and people just getting on with their lives than people think we do. And we are a country that exists outside of any kind of conflict.
You know, and something interesting appears to be happening, Rolene. Maybe I'm wrong, but I close to Israeli sources, and I see people like Lucy Arish, I see people like Mohammed Zoabi, I see people like this new number 7 and the Labour slate who's just entered Knesset. They are owning their Israeli identity. They are proud of being Israelis.
Well, this is it. You know, we live in a world that tends to you're either for or against. You're either left or you're right. You're either this way or that. There can't be, you know, any middle ground. And here, you, as you just rightly said, your sister Haddad is another one.
Yes.
Here you've got people proudly Arab, proud of their heritage, but also extremely, extremely proud to be Israeli and unapologetic as that. It's all the simplicities and complexities that come with living in Israel. And, you know, I just think the media should start listening to Israelis and start, and, you know, stop making assumptions, because you know what that's about, assumptions.
We do indeed. We do indeed. Rolene Marks, that takes us to 5:30. Once again, thank you so much for being with me throughout the entire week, and Shabbat Shalom to you, and we'll do it all again next week.
My pleasure to be Wing Commander Romark.